Support comes from Outworld Brewing, reinventing the brew pub experience through sci-fi fantasy themes. Located in between Highway 287 and I-25 on Highway 119 in Longmont. Offering dine-in, takeout, and delivery. More information at outworldbrewing.com.
It's Saturday night, 11 o'clock, the last hour of the day, and the very last hour of the week. Time for Under the Floorboards. This is the show featuring obscure, unusual, and weird forms of music and sound. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Buddha Bomb, your host, dedicated to bringing you the sonically weirdest hour of all. I decided to call my set for tonight, Beware the Fun in the Funhouse. With all that said, we are in this together, folks, deep down under the floorboards.
Thank you. Thank you. Peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make money.
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there.
One writer might do it this way. The peas plan that ends vegetable wars forever. The green giant, who is just about as big as a corn and pea man can get, has a plan that guarantees peas on earth forever.
Hey, this is 11, second half.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Peas on earth forever.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
Peas on earth, goodwill towards men. According to his plan, you just reach for a can of plump green giant peas. They're so sweet and tender that the worst vegetable hater in the family will surrender and nobody will call it appeasement. Get some from your good old grocer, like now.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Now we need something to bring the bones and stones of this verbalization to life. We need to find a video brilliancy of enormous power and clarity. A pictorial flash like a burst of heat lightning to illuminate the central concept.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
The big green jewel of the vegetable kingdom.
Yes. Well, that's about where I say in July.
There will be other pictures in the commercial illustrating secondary claims, which add dimension and depth, or which add mood and feeling. But these will swing out from this video like a man's cape swings out from his shoulders.
Yes, always.
Once arrived at, this video will become a sine qua non of your reality campaign.
You emphasize a bit in July.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
You never knew a pea could be like this. Dewy sweet, June morning fresh, and overflowing with full pea flavor.
Wilson, can we just one last...
Yeah?
One? It was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
This is no ordinary pea.
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is.
But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July.
Try to be real cheery at the beginning. Yeah. Like, real cheery.
Gentlemen, this is take 15.
We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Stangeland. Shit.
Fraction more on that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time.
No.
You don't know what I'm up against.
Because the clients are working in at 4. Oh, Mr. We have to have a semi-mix, so you've got 100% today.
Sizzle.
I think the hopeful tone you did in was better.
The hopeful suggestion.
Because Findus freeze the card at sea and then add a crumb crisp. Ooh, crumb crisp coating. Ah, that's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Take crumb out. Good.
Every porpoise has a purpose.
Norway. Fish fingers in Norway. Finders in Norway.
Slippy slidey, gooey grindy. Flippin' floppy, flippin' flop. Flippin' flop is a fish.
Norway.
Slippy slidey,
fish fingers.
Fish fingers.
Oh, another steak over here.
Our surf and turf includes both steak and a whole broiled shark.
Another.
The New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the sizzle.
That's it. That'll do a playback. It's your playback.
Too much directing around here. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding.
It has the common touch without being or sounding patronizing. If you are writing about baloney, don't try to make it Cornish hen, because that is the worst kind of baloney there is. Just make it darn good baloney.
Here under protest is beef burgers.
I'll start with a steak.
Something to drink with that.
Yeah, give me an extra light.
That's the extra light beer by Pabst?
Yeah, that's right.
The one with just 70 calories?
Pabst. That's good.
They probably won't like that.
Well, we'll have several for them.
Beef burgers.
You know, all to yourself, John.
Beef burgers.
Okay, rolling on 60.
We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of fish, you know that.
I'll have the $5.95 all-you-can-eat steak special.
One all-you-can-eat steak special. While you're waiting, perhaps you'd like to visit our complimentary salad bar and fill up on lettuce.
I'll wait for the steak.
Feel free.
I want to get that up. You gotta get the lettuce.
You want one more?
Yeah.
More on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Well, you do this. It's impossible.
Orson, you did 6 last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving you.
That film started a giant baby!
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want in your depths of your ignorance? What is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it. You can't even put it. No money.
jingles need to be shorter.
One radio station, one vital channel of communication is the single voice that can speak for it all.
Damn!
Now, listen.
Mark, you just claimed a $100 bill.
Oh, my God.
$100, Mark.
I don't believe it.
ATK Exchange.
$100.
Oh, my God.
WCFL.
Now let's add timpani to accent call letters.
WCFL.
Now let's add the orchestra.
WCFL.
Increase identity with vehicles that will increase flow. That's the idea. IDs that hit hard and hit running. Shotgun intros and accents on each letter of your call. IDs to increase flow out of stop sets. We call the series the Propellants.
New sugar-free Dr. Pepper. It tastes as good as regular Dr. Pepper.
With the propellant insert cuts, your personalities are tied to your call letters. Notice how the orchestra accents the call letters to drive home your logo.
You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you?
How often should jingles be played?
Cut the 11.
Let's face facts.
Yeah.
A top 40 station's average listening span is lucky to be only 11 minutes.
Pathetic.
You must identify yourself within your audience listening span. You also need enough musical identification to avoid predictability.
Now, something different. Cut 8.
Flow activation. That means keeping the energy flow constant between each element. Whether or not those elements complement one another. Pretend to stir your beacon.
The series also includes up to 9 DJ shouts.
The Catfish. Jane West.
Plus over 30 special electronic components for use in contests, production, and as personal identifiers for each DJ.
Dick Vaughan's moribund music of the 70s. Please come along with Dick as he officially offers you this last chance excursion into yesteryear. For soon the path will be overgrown and lost forever. From January 1st, 1970 to December 31st, 1979. We've got your moribund music.
I still say Dick Vaughan is a prostitute.
Powerful identification and increased flow. All tempos are covered, fast, moderate, and slow.
And your promo lines are handled with the propellant insert cuts.
Mr. Joe Simon for
insert cuts.
W Solid Gold CFL.
Today and tomorrow only.
The insert cuts also enable you to handle the cold start transition smoothly.
Help Martin with the honeycomb. This is Watt Ads.
Today and tomorrow only. Top selling stereo LP sale price at just $266. 8-track tapes now only $444. Featuring a fantastic assortment of bestsellers from Billboard Magazine's Top 100, including LPs and tapes by The Jackson 5, The Carpenters, Elton John, Neil Young, Cat Stevens, Black Sabbath, James Taylor, and Ike and Tina Turner.
Four specially selected favorites are coming up in just minutes. So keep listening.
I'm Jenny Miller with news headlines for December 1978. In the news this month, U.S. space probes strike Venus on target. The average price of regular gasoline soars to 76.7 cents per gallon. A killer twister rocks northwestern Louisiana to the tune of $100 million as Leif Garrett dances his way into the top 10 for the very last time.
The power. Ideas in imagery. Brass. Strings. Percussion. Power is ideas in station imagery.
And it won't take even a second longer on the air, because the logo statement and reinforcement is woven throughout the instrumental background, giving you an exciting way to accentuate your message.
You can hear the power. Let your listeners feel it. It's called the power because it's solid reinforcement of your program.
And yet another perfect cut.
Oh my gosh, what a coincidence.
This happens to be in style.
Well, one of the important things...
bodies in my life are succeeding in making my goals. And my goals are, I'd like to get a swimming scholarship to a college. And I'd like to become a lawyer when I grow up, you know. And I'd like to go to college, probably at UCLA, because I hear they have nice weather and good-looking guys. And, oh, what a party place. And, you know, it's not too bad of a school either. I'd like to have next year in high school, you know, I'd like to make a lot of friends, have a nice time with them, and I'd like to get a few boyfriends and have a nice time with them, and, let's see, what else? I'd like to go to a lot of parties, have a good time. I want to, when I grow up, I want to get a white rabbit convertible and live in a nice place and have a dog named Gidget who's never leave me. And, I'd like to work in a nice building downtown with a bunch of good-looking guys working there. I can have a nice time and, you know, take my friends out to lunch and buy my parents nice things and be a happy person. And the most important thing in my life is to go to heaven when I die.
Yeah. I think that's it.
That was exciting because it was so foreign to the adults.
Yeah, another one of those idiots. How did he allow them to be on the air this long?
Oh, it was, I mean, they were so turned off to that music, including myself.
We've been listening to you, and you've been telling us that you had identity problems.
Give them credit for having that much sense.
When I first played it, I said, is this for real?
Their music.
Is this for real?
That's what he expects from dropouts.
You told us that your competitors' jingles sound like yours. You've been telling us that you need to increase flow out of stop sets. The jingle shouldn't hang up the flow at the most crucial time. The time when you need to get from a commercial break back into music. You've been telling us that you need a new way of handling promo lines.
One of the guys who was on before me says, Casey, he says, you know, nobody's going to listen to you. He says, what's happening is this new music. Maybe I should listen more closely. And I did, and I learned to dance to it, and then it was over. I was sucked in.
Mark, what do you listen to?
Stream KGNU from your mobile device or computer. Connect and listen to any of our online streams with our mobile player from your phone, tablet, or computer. KGNU.org offers high-quality streaming for listeners on the go. News.KGNU.org holds endless current event stories. AfterFM.com provides a 24/7 all-music stream online, coupled with archives of studio sessions, interviews, and features. Want a hands-free listening experience? Just tell your smart speaker to play KGNU Radio.
Thanks for taking this journey down in the funhouse with me tonight on KGNU Radio's Under the Floorboards. I'm your host, Buddha Bomb, having a jolly good time. This last set began with an edit I made to the Nurse with Wound track, The Tumultuous Upsurge. I followed that up with Circa 1901 by the Loop Orchestra. After that was an unknown track by an unknown artist on an unknown album. There followed a track by the satirical band Negative Land, The Jolly Green Giant, from their album Happy Heroes. We then heard title track Excite Toxicity by Nurse with Wound. The set finished with two cuts from Negative Land's album Helter Stupid, The Perfect Cut 11 Minutes, and White Rabbit and a dog named Gidget. This brings us to right now. And as we are still stuck somewhere under the floorboards, let's listen.
Take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Sorry.
He said cut it. And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. I said it to you.
I like my chicken.
I like my chicken.
Take two, Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. No.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra.
Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
And it's just as finger-licking good, right?
You see how
crazy? Chicken.
You see how
crazy? Chicken.
You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, that real crispy chicken crust. Crispy. Crispy. Crispy.
Addiction.
Whatever, but yes. Let me get that scratch off of there and quit looking at it.
Chicken.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Yeah, it's entirely different.
Okay, fried chicken addiction.
Quiet, please!
Now you have yourself, now you have two kinds of Kentucky fried chicken. A real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy? Crispy crust. It's really different. My new extra crisp. New extra crispy, I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. It every bit is finger-licking good, you see. Or every bit of finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken. I better do that again, huh?
Yes. This will be Wild Lines 30, take one.
Oh, again. That's right, folks call it finger. That's right, folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's right, folks call it. Finger licking good. That's right. That's right, folks call it. That's right, folks call it finger licking good. That's right, folks call it finger licking good.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about
Kentucky Fried Diction.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
Man, I'm gonna get me to work this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
Chicken fried Kentucky sticks. I'm
yuck.
Mira, yo tengo mis reservas. Yo del teléfono no quiero saber nada. Así que te arreglas tú lo tuyo y a mí me dejas con mis reservas.
Pero, oye, ¿tu trabajo es de contestar al teléfono?
Oye,
¿reservas?
Oye, no,
¿reservas?
No, no.
Quest Silva, I'm back.
Cojones.
Bueno, entonces dile a Vanessa de esperar otra persona para el teléfono.
Bueno, entonces...
Oye, yo cuando estuve arriba, yo tenía que...
Lanash Shani Black.
Vas, y tengo un montón de cosas que vienen. Y entonces ya no puedo más yo, ¿eh? Porque entonces yo ya estoy harta.
Yo también, si tú estás harta, yo entonces estoy hartísima.
Bueno, pues entonces, ¿qué vamos a encontrar como solución? Oye, ya, porque aquí no se puede, ¿eh? Tú siempre me estás diciendo de llamar a otra, de pasarle a otra, de que haga...
Bueno, Pierre, Silva, and Black, Crack.
No, Oh, no, no, de verdad yo no puedo coger esa llamada. Entonces, dile a este señor o a esta señora.
Yo siempre, dile, yo no puedo hacer nada.
Dile.
I can't.
Ella.
Oye, pues que corte, es que
están cortando todos, porque es que aquí no se puede, no coge nadie. Entonces, ¿para qué pasan anuncios en este periódico de maldicha fama esta? Y no contesta nadie, entonces, ¿para qué?
By and large.
Silver
and black.
Dios mío, si eso no se comprende,
pero
¿no?
Sí, yo también.
Hombre, pero ¿cuándo lo contestas? ¿No lo contestas nunca? ¿Se está contestando el otro
no,
o el
no,
otro?
A veces contesto yo.
Of 18
Street. No, yo no haciendo que
Black nip.
Afuera, eso nada, no tienes más que ver la gente afuera. Fuera, como dices tú. Pero es que siempre estás mirando fuera, ¿no?
We talk.
Porque ese es teléfono
que estoy haciendo yo ahora. La jefa que me lo has dicho, hacerlo.
Oye, pues a ver si alguien le habla a la jefa, como dice.
cheeks.
I transcend the soul, what a body.
Behind the tiger.
Thanks for keeping the dial tuned to Creative Non-Commercial Public Radio. You're listening to Under the Floorboards. I'm Buddha Bomb, your host, having a good old time. This last set began with Negative Land's Chicken Diction from their album Happy Heroes. After that, we heard a track created far below Schmutz by Nurse with Wound from their album Homotopy to Marie. Keep it tuned right here. Keep it tuned to KGNU. We have great music all night long. There's no turning back or looking up. Next up is Circuit by Noah Trzewski. Sounds heard only under the floorboards. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ann Canterlow. Please join Alan Klaverstrom, Gary McBride, Ray Wentz, and me and others for Present Edge every Monday night from 10 to 12. The Present Edge explores the leading edge of contemporary classical music, avant-garde, and experimental sounds. If you enjoy contemporary music or want to know when to find us on KGNU, The Present Edge on Monday nights is from 10 to 12 is a good place. Thanks for listening, and see you on the air.
It's midnight, start of another day, and time for sleepless nights. You're tuned in to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Buddha Bomb, your host, for the next 3 hours. I'll be reaching deep into the old school for tonight's show. During the first hour, I'll be playing music from two of my favorite old school acts, Enigma and Delirium. Enigma started in 1990. Their first album was named MCMXC, which is 1990 using the math of Roman numerals. That album delivered their biggest hit, Principles of Lust, a dance hall favorite featuring techno with Gregorian chanting. Delirium started in the late 1980s. The biggest hit of Delirium happened much later for them. Several decades after they began, they released Silence with singer Sarah McLachlan, which became one of the best-known techno songs of all time. During the first hour of the show, I'll be playing tracks from Enigma and Delirium. The second hour will begin with the Silence track, followed by DJ Tiesto's remix of that track. From there, we will be exploring other old-school artists. Next up, several of the earliest Enigma tracks, including their massive hit, Principles of Lust. Let the music begin.
Guiding light.